Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The language of the King James Version of the Bible sometimes baffles modern readers. That does not mean the King James Version does not have many beautiful and meaningful expressions. It just means that during the 490 years since the King James Version was translated, many words have changed their meaning. For example, Paul encouraged the Colossians to put on bowels of mercies, Colossians 3:12. Paul used the word bowels three times in his letter to Philemon. For we have great joy and consolation in your love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by you, brother, whom, that is Onesimus, I have sent again. You therefore receive him, that is my own bowels. Yea, brother, let me have joy of you in the Lord. Refresh my bowels in the Lord. Philemon 7:12 and 20. You will have to admit that the expression bowels of mercies is very strange to the vast majority of us. Most modern versions render the Greek either a heart of pity or a heart of compassion. The reason the King James translators use the expression bowels of mercies is because many people in 1611 believed the lower abdomen of a person was the seat of his emotions. We now use the word heart. To modern readers, that may seem more appropriate, but the physical heart is not the seat of emotions either. The Bible uses the word heart of the human mind. You know that is true if you have researched the many times the word heart appears in the Bible. Was Paul speaking of the physical heart when he wrote? But what does it say? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:8-10. Do we believe with our physical hearts or with our minds? The verb form of the Greek word rendered bowels is always translated moved with compassion and is used in the gospel records only of Jesus Christ. I have time to give you just two examples. When Jesus traveled in various cities, he taught in their synagogues, preached the kingdom of God, and healed all kinds of sicknesses and diseases. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted, and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. Matthew 9:35-36. When the only son of the widow of Nain was being carried out of the city, because he was dead, the Lord saw the widow, and had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not. Luke 7:12-13. Our Lord is a wonderful example of one who shows pity on the needy, the sick, and the lost. I can do no better in discussing the need for every Christian to have a heart of compassion than to read these words from Philippians. Look not every man on his own welfare, but every man also on the welfare of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Philippians 2:4-8. As Christians, we are to be compassionate on the lost, the lonely, the sick, and the needy. If we do not cultivate a heart of compassion, we cannot be like the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you remember what the Apostle Peter said to Cornelius about Jesus? He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Acts 10:38. It is our responsibility to emulate Jesus Christ. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless and keep you.